Good morning. My guest this morning is John DiGaetano, the artistic director of North Bay Stage Company, which is the resident theater company for the Wells Fargo Center. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Roland. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you, too. You handed me a two-sided piece of paper here that has so much stuff on it, so much wonderful stuff happening that you guys are doing at the Wells Fargo Center that I don't know where to begin. So you begin.
That's right. Yeah, I know. It is pretty filled up. We have about 11 events planned for our season, our 2015-2016 season. Starts out with Leading Ladies, which is a story about two individuals that decide that, there's a woman who is going to give out her inheritance to her nephews, and they think, oh, they're perfect candidates for this. It only turns out that they're actually nieces instead of nephews, so they have to dress up as two women. So it's very, very funny.
Right.
It's a hilarious show. That starts October 2nd through the 18th. All the information is available on Wells Fargo Center for the Arts website. What's really exciting me is our next show, which is North Bay's Got Talent, which is just two dates. It's a Saturday and Sunday in November, November 14th and 15th. And what that is that we are looking for talent out there in the Bay Area, North Bay and beyond. And we really want to see them perform on our stage. And so we're giving them an opportunity to do that. All they have to do is submit their act to what they plan on doing by October 16th. And that would be to our email address, which is info@northbaystageco.org. So info@northbaystageco.org.
Now, this is what they choose, right?
What they choose. They can sing. They can dance. They can do a comedy act. They can have maybe something unusual.
Do a dramatic scene.
Whatever, dramatic scene, whatever it may be. What we want to do is just encourage people to build on their talent and get out there and perform, or at least give themselves a chance to perform. And who knows what will happen with that.
Right.
You know, over the years, I've seen plenty of individuals that have gone on to Broadway and L.A. and movies and TV shows.
Absolutely.
And so on. And they have to start somewhere. And that's just gives me kind of a chill to see that
right.
people start this way and they progress to possibly a dream that might be hidden. Being there at the beginning. So 11 events. We have a dance festival over in March. We have Love Letters, which is a wonderful piece by A.R. Gurney. We have Breaking Legs, which is a story about an Italian restaurant that's owned by the mob that decides to produce.
Breaking Legs. I just got it.
Right. Breaking Legs that decides to produce a show on Broadway. And so they have to break a few legs to get there.
What a good idea.
Agatha Christie, Murder on the Nile, we have coming up. That's over in April next year. And, of course, we have our musical, The Producers, that will be in July of next year. There's several others. Hallelujah Girls, there's Fantastics, there is also a musical event, which is, we're working on that right now, which is kind of a special event, and we don't have much information on that.
But. How do you find time to be at the helm of what feels like six or eight different ocean liners
same time? Yeah, I know. People ask me about that. I don't know. I guess it's a passion to see that people get out there and perform. We just recently did Les Mis in concert, which was very successful there in the main theater. And we also did West Side Story, which I didn't even have time to come in and see you or talk to anybody for that matter because we were so busy with
you
the production.
You are obviously a busy person.
Yeah, I am. But actually, we have plenty of our board members. We're a working board, so we really participate out there in the field and everyone chips in and does what they need to do to get what needs to get done for
exactly.
us. So, but we don't want anybody to miss any of the excitement that we have. So everything is posted either on our website or on Wells Fargo Center's website. So that's all there.
Great. Thanks for coming in, John. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I've been watching you ever since the beginning and I always applaud your work.
Thanks so much.
Let's tell people once again that this is the new season coming up for North Bay Stage Company at the Wells Fargo Center. For information, call 546-3600 online, wellsfargocenterarts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.